To Dorothy Jr. and George, you win. Preface. Few people can say that John Quincy Adams changed their lives. Those who can are wise to keep it to themselves. Friends tell me I should also avoid writing about my passion for rhetoric, the 3,000-year-old art of persuasion. John Quincy Adams changed my life by introducing me to rhetoric. Sorry. Years ago, I was wandering through Dartmouth College's library for no particular reason, flipping through books at random, and in a dim corner of the stacks, I found a large section on rhetoric, the art of persuasion. A dusty, maroon-red volume attributed to Adams sat at eye level. I flipped it open and felt like an indoor Coronado. Here lay treasure. The volume contained a set of rhetorical lectures that Adams taught to undergraduates at Harvard College from 1805 to 1809, when he was a United States senator commuting between Massachusetts and Washington. In his first class, the paunchy, balding 38-year-old urged his goggling adolescents to catch from the relics of ancient oratory those unresisted powers which mold the mind of man to the will of the speaker and yield the guidance of the nation to the dominion of the voice. To me, that sounded more like hypnosis than politics, which was sort of cool in a Manchurian candidate way. In the years since, while reading all I could of rhetoric, I came to realize something. Adams's language sounded antique, but the powers he described are real. Rhetoric means more than grand oratory, more than using words to influence or persuade, as Webster's defines it. It teaches us to argue without anger, and it offers a chance to tap into a source of social power I never knew existed. You could say that rhetoric talked me into itself. Preface to the new edition. When I began writing this book a dozen years ago, my wife thought I was finally getting rhetoric out of my system. Not exactly. Since then, rhetoric has become a part of me. I learn more about it every day in Skype-ins with students, lectures at colleges, and my consulting work. What's more, my self-indulgent plunge into rhetoric turned out to be actually useful. Thank You for Arguing has been translated into 11 languages. It has become standard reading in high school AP English language classes, gets taught in thousands of college and law school courses, and, thanks to educators, became a New York Times education bestseller. But that's not the useful part. I see rhetoric spreading among the brightest young people, and that gives me hope for our deeply troubled society. In an era of fake news, bizarre politics, and groupthink-infested communities and campuses, rhetoric offers a way out, or rather it shows a way back to the problem-solving conversations that created capitalist democracies in the first place. Plus, my own family has found rhetoric to be personally useful. After suffering through my excited rhetorical dinner talk throughout their childhoods, my son and daughter are natural rhetoricians today. While they are teenagers through most of this book, they have since grown up into articulate and useful adults. Dorothy Jr. heals transplant patients as a nurse in Washington, D.C. George teaches high school history in Sun Valley, Idaho, along with an argumentation course that uses this book as a text. Both of them know how to argue without anger. My wife, Dorothy Sr., uses her persuasive skill as a senior fundraiser for a medical school and major medical center. Readers seem to have benefited as well. I love hearing from readers how they use the tools in this book. They often ask me to name my own favorite rhetorical devices. I find myself increasingly using concession, the practice of agreeing with an opponent's point. It diffuses tension faster than any other tool. At the same time, readers and educators have asked for more skills, such as dealing with a bully and writing an essay. This edition includes new chapters for both, along with one that delves into the mystery of tropes, those reality-bending devices that enrich poetry and manipulate voters. While this edition replaces some worn-out pop culture references, I kept everything.